You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network.
What day of the week is it? It's Thursday. That's all, you know, when you're that busy, that's good, man. Doesn't mean you're stupid. Yeah, because I could hear you thinking. Welcome to my house. Went to the Marine Corps Association and Foundation dinner last night. Yeah, who's who in the zoo there? What the hell? Lieutenant General Jody Joseph L. Osterman, known as Jody to his friends, guest speaker. So in the middle of the dinner, I get this message. Hey, Mac, what table are you at? We're at table 13. Now, I can't see where table... I can't see what table 13 is. So I figure it's one of my friends, right? It's a valid assumption. Like, who else is going to be, like, somebody I don't know texting me in the middle of the dinner? And it's a 703 error code, so it means it's Virginia. Northern Virginia. And so I text back 13. I'm at table 13. And then I text back, because I do this to my friends to fuck with them, right? Who the fuck is this? Knowing that that will piss them off, right? And then they're like, they'll send something obnoxious. And what I get back is, it's Mary and Mike Regner. And I'm like, oh, oh. And I'm like, oh, shit. So they come home. So, we, you know, there's the remarks and the opening remarks. And General Faulkner speaks. And then we have dinner. And then General Osterman speaks after dinner. So they come over. Regner looks at me. He looks at me and goes, that was funny. I said, you can't be having your wife text me, for God's sakes. He goes, I didn't have my phone. He said, but I had your number. I had your card. And I said, so we wanted to find you. I wanted you to meet my I said, look, okay, so the next time you do that to somebody, you have to say, hey, this is Mary Regner, okay? Dictate the text message. He said, are you kidding me? He said, that was hilarious. Yeah, so there you have it. But saw a bunch of my friends, motivating. Wire brushed them. Yeah, they take it. They take it well, too. I'm going to tell you that right now. The, yeah, I saw Will Cosentini, who you've heard on the program. John Tulin, Lieutenant General. United States Marine Corps, retired. Jocko, as he's known to his friends. Mike Frazier's a buddy of mine. Saw him last night, even though he's an Artie guy. I have a few Artie guy buddies. Not many, right? Because I don't associate with that many non-combat arms people, but Frazier I do. Brad Lee. And Brad Lee's telling me about these other podcasts he's been listening to. He said, I need to get back to All Marine Radio. I said, dude, don't even go there with me. Why? Why would you turn against your tribe? And he goes, I'm not turning against my... I said, don't tell me what you're doing. I'll decide what you're doing. I'll decide. He's another arty dude. Okay? So, get correct, Lee. So those guys last night. And then I saw a guy I hadn't seen since I was in the base at the basic school with him, Skip Gaskell. So a tanker now working down in Louisiana. He's actually on the board of the Marine Corps Association. Yeah, how about that? So Gaskell saw him. And who else did I see? So it's, I mean, it's just, honestly, it's like a series of drive-bys. Hey! So you see a bunch of your friends. So it was good. General Osterman, this commanding general, one math, gave the remarks at the dinner. So that was cool. And it's just hanging out with Marines who you're friends with. So it was fun. It was fun. And one of the cool things, people have heard about post-traumatic winning. Hey, Matt, come here. What are you doing? I'm like, what? What do you mean? I've heard what you're doing, man. Tell me about it. This is crazy. I said, yeah, it is kind of crazy. So yeah, very nice. People have heard the legend. That's right. They've heard the legend. So exciting. Exciting stuff. And today I'll do the show. And on the show today, Tim Lynch and Jeff Kenney are going to join us. We'll argue about whatever we're going to argue about. So we'll do that. And then after that, we will go ahead and Gunner's going to join us, I think. I haven't heard from him in a couple of days. So we'll talk to Mike. And then after that, I'll hop in my vehicle, drive down to the Marine West Expo that starts today at 10 in the morning. They have the ribbon cutting and the opening remarks by, once again, General Osterman. So Jody will go do that. And in fact, General Faulkner in his remarks said, you know, I looked around for anybody who has dirt on Jody Osterman. And like, he's such a nice guy, nobody has any. I told Faulkner later, I said, you went to the wrong people. If you go to people who don't deal in the underside of the Marine Corps, then how do you expect to find dirt? Right? If you want dirt, who do you go ask? Right? The millionaire who lives in the house or the cleaning lady? You go ask the cleaning lady, right? Yeah, so I said, I am the cleaning lady. So he thought that was funny. He said, you're the cleaning lady. I said, I am the cleaning lady. Yes. So anyway, but just a great night. Being in the company of Marines, always a good time. So did that. And then today, and then, you know, I had a chance to sit next to, you've heard her on the program before, but Jennifer Carrazzo. And, Jennifer is a Gold Star wife. Her husband Mario was killed in action in Afghanistan when his helicopter was shot down. And she has started the Sugar Bear Foundation. His call sign was Sugar Bear. So they partner with nonprofits to help them raise money. And so I sat next to Jennifer at the table with Alex Hetherington and his whole staff. So that was fun. Got to meet them. And they're kind of the people that worked the whole thing. So I got to sit with them. But next to Jennifer and, I mean, if you haven't checked it out, check out the Sugar Bear Foundation. See what they do. But she, I mean, just what an incredible person. I mean, what she and what her family have been through, is not the easiest thing in the world. And so, so it's no small accomplishment, and the Sugar Bear Foundation is doing great stuff. So I would recommend that to you, in terms of checking things out. So I got a chance to sit next to her and talk to Jennifer. And then, the Sugar Bear Foundation, in conjunction with the Marine West Expo, is throwing a social event tonight, or after the show goes till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 1500 for all you dorks. And then there'll be a social that they co-host. So I'll go to that and then come home. And then, the expo goes through tomorrow. So, and then at noon today, I'll do the post-traumatic winning presentation down there. So excited about that. And then after that, and then tomorrow I'll do it again. So, I haven't told him, but I need to tell him. My gunnery sergeant wanted to see it. Now, this isn't the full-blown version, so he's going to have to make do, but he'll get the gist of it. And he, even in the shorter version, he's featured prominently in it. So, I would like he and his wife, to attend. So I have to send him a text here in a few minutes. So, yeah, big few days. And then, gonna go down, like, developments after work yesterday. So, chaplain of the Marine Corps is calling me. Red light going off my forehead. Be careful what you say there, sunshine. No, they were good. They're excited. Like, hey, we like this. I said, good. That makes you smart. So, and then First Marine Division called. So go down and talk to them in the next 10 days. So fired up about that. As the I won't say the legend spreads, but certainly the message of post-traumatic winning. Spreads, and it's a powerful message, and it's exciting. It's exciting stuff. So every day is kind of fun. So anyway, good morning to you. We're going to check news headlines. And Virginia, man, what a disaster. There's two major disasters and one stupid disaster. But the stupid disaster is getting drug into the major disaster, so he might be toast too. So, timing is everything in life, man. Timing is everything in life. What else? All right, that's it. So, the United States Marine Corps Band makes it official here on a Thursday morning, the 7th day of February. Good morning to you. Dedicated to General Faulkner, Mike Regner, who's been a gracious guest here on the program, Alex Hetherington and their staff, who've been so gracious to me, and who put on the Marine West Expo and all the modern-day Marine, Marine South. And just dedicated to them, and just thank you for their graciousness to me and what they do for the Marine Corps.
Betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech.
I love that. That's funny as hell.
But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once them bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful, and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me, I'm a poor veteran, or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
it's important, especially when it comes to fighting. All right, we'll check the weather right now. It's too cold out here, man. It's hot in Texas, but it's cold in California. And it's not supposed to be that way, okay? When it's supposed to be cold in Texas after it's cold in California. Texas was in the 60s in the morning, for God's sake. I don't even know what the daytime high is. Currently, cloudy and 46 in Quantico. Camp Lejeune, sunny and 71. Exactly. Yeah, Texas. Clouds and 38. Boom. 29 Palms, sunny and 30. Pendleton, sunny and 34. What kind of bullshit is that? The world gone mad. All right. In Okinawa, it is dark, cloudy, and 68. In the Al Anbar province of Iraq, soon to have more United States active duty military personnel, it is dark, cloudy, and 58, so seasonally appropriate there. In Afghanistan, clear, dark at 43, that's cold for Afghanistan, but it'll get that cold, again, just like 29 Palms. 29 Palms colder right now. It's a cold spot on the marine map right now, but congratulations. In the Costa Mesa Newport Beach area, it is sunny and 41. Okay, look, that's when we're getting to the part of the temperature gauge where the sun is only used for light and not heat. That's not the way we do it in California, okay? That's like a northern tier thing. That's like a central of the country thing. That kind of cold weather bullshit, okay? The sun, yeah, it's not a device of warmth, only of light. That ain't the way we do it. So, I'm not sure what the hell is going on. But, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll do news headlines. Jeff Kenney, Tim Lynch, join us at the top of the hour. Gunner after that, here on a Thursday edition of Auburn Radio, on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
Hi, this is Tim McGarry from the McGarry Mortgage Minute. Heard every Wednesday right here on All Marine Radio, where I'll answer all your mortgage questions from home buying to home financing, from VA to conventional loans to moving in. So don't miss it, the McGarry Mortgage Minute, right here on All Marine Radio, on the All Warrior Radio Network. And remember, my name is McGarry, and I'm here to help.
Find all of Tim McGarry's contact information on the Read Board page at allmarineradio.com.
More than 2 million Americans have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the Department of Veterans Affairs reports that approximately 11 to 20% of those warriors may have experienced symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. As we recognize PTSD Awareness Month, Real Warriors Campaign volunteer Meg Mitchum, a former Army combat medic who served in Iraq, encourages fellow warriors to reach out when they need help.
The hardest step was admitting that I needed help coping with PTSD. Once I did, my command and unit fully supported me, and I was able to get the care I needed. Getting support helped me succeed in the military and now in my civilian career.
If you or a loved one is coping with an invisible wound, resources are available and they work. For more information, visit the Real Warriors campaign at realwarriors.net or call 866-966-1020.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit veteranscrisisline.net for free 24/7 confidential support or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
Hi, this is Catherine McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you energy.
Okay, that's the wrong song. I don't know how that shit happened. Actually, I do. Human Error, all right? That's what that's called.
I wanna walk into a cold, bitter ocean, feel the sting of letting go of all hope and soak in the ache of this heartbreak. I wanna drive fast. Break down in nowhere, so I can finally cry these tears when I reach there. I'll scream, yeah, I'll let it all out. But right now it's just me, loneliness. So I'm gonna say,
you know, if you look at the news, it's just a joke, right? It's just a joke. I'll give you a smattering of it, okay? And this is just not military news. This is news in general. Like, and this is why you shouldn't go near news headlines, you know, from anybody other than from, like, Associated Press, which does news, all right? But everybody else does, clickbait and whatnot, right? So I'm looking at the Drudge Report. All right. You remember the bumper sticker "Virginia is for lovers," which has been around since they, you know, since they coined that phrase, what, in the 70s or the 80s? I don't know. The New York Post headline: "Virginia is for losers." State's government falling apart. All right, and so they show. Let's see. They show the governor, right? That idiot. They show the lieutenant governor, whose accuser came out publicly and went through what actually happened to her. Yeah, right? So he not looking very good. You have the attorney general who did a, this is just me personally, okay? So if you want, everybody understands what blackface was, right? So blackface, historically, in the entertainment industry, was excluded black performers, right? And satired them, essentially. Al Jolson, the whole Mammy thing, you don't see that much on TV anymore, right? That's how Jolson got famous, doing blackface. So anyway, but let's just say you're 19 and you're going to a party and you want to be a rapper and you don't know shit about blackface. And you and your friends, this is what the attorney general, right? You darken your faces and you buy Afro wigs because you're gonna do this song. Now, is that a racist? Is that any more racist than somebody who's black or a different nationality impersonating another ethnic group, right? How about the wearing of Indian costumes? Is that as racist? I want to apologize because I wore an Indian costume. I mean, so to me, like to look at somebody who's gonna like do, they're gonna be Jay-Z, right? And they're gonna put on the chains and they darken their skin and say, "Oh, blackface. You're a racist." You're like, what? No, I'm not. Like, okay, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But I mean, I think it gets hysterical really quick, right? So you don't even have to look at the facts. All you have to do is scream blackface in a crowded theater, right? And everybody goes crazy. So again, the attorney general. And then there's one other guy, right? Oh, and then there's the Republican who won his job with the coin flip. That dude. Okay, so anyway, so that going on. But the other big news yesterday was the Democrats getting hammered because of the socialists thing, right? The president hit some kind of chord in the country when he talked about the United States will never become a socialist country. The biggest headline makers in the Democratic Party are the ones that lean towards socialism. So you have that, you know, that woman from New York City, Octavio, whatever her name is. She sucks the life out of the room. She's the female version of Donald Trump. She gets covered everywhere she goes. And she does nothing but talk about turning the country into a socialist country. Yeah, the Democrats or somebody needs to put a sock in her mouth, man. She needs to shut up. Right. And then standing next to her is Bernie Sanders. Right. And standing next to him is Elizabeth Warren, all with similar versions that are pretty liberal for the United States of America. So is all they're going to do is get Donald Trump reelected? That's the Democratic conundrum. Right. That's the Democratic conundrum. So anyway, kind of interesting to follow up from the State of the Union. You know, there's something to be said for first do no harm, right? Because normally, like when you're like, let me just do self analysis of me wincing about the president's going to speak. Okay, it's like he's gonna blast himself in the foot. He's gonna say some crazy shit, and then he's gonna get on Twitter and gonna make it even worse. Okay. So there's merit to not sticking your foot in your mouth. Because what happened with his conciliatory tone, his optimistic message was people looked at his adversaries and say, he's willing to make a deal on the border, right? He's willing to deal with the Dreamers. Why don't you make a deal? And so then you have the left-wing Democratic Party come out, and then people start killing them, right? The Wall Street Journal, the longest day for Trump's adversaries. Donald Trump's State of the Union address was a masterpiece for his purposes. Two chaotic years into his term, Mr. Trump appeared presidential for seemingly the first time and dramatically advanced his chance for re-election in 2020. I am speaking of perceptions of how the unusual Mr. Trump plays in public in the public's mind. To call the speech a masterpiece will strike his enemies as preposterous. On the other hand, progressives are sometimes unreliable judges of the country's mood. Think of November of 2016. So the article goes on. When you have 76% of the country reacting favorably, either extremely favorably or moderately favorably to something Donald Trump says, like, somebody needs to find out what's going on. Hey, what the hell just happened? Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. And now you have Nancy Pelosi kind of in a bit of a pickle. Like, what do I do? So anyway, let me read you some more. Headlines. Okay. Blackface chaos. Democrats imperiled. So all these people are Democrats. Right? Have you heard anything from the national leadership of the Democratic Party saying that, hey, gotta go? Right? Have you heard any of that? No, you haven't. So it matters what parties you are, right? They were Republicans, man. They would be all about it. They will be all about it. We've been talking about the, here's some headlines about the border. Okay. Border battle. Pentagon moves troops because of latest caravan. Next headline. 1,809 illegal crossing attempts a day. A day. Next one. Mexico to send military force to murder hotspots. My opinion, Mexico ought to declare martial law in parts of its city, in parts of its nation, send the military in there, keep them in there, and they ought to cleanse it. And I know the problem is the cartels think they already purchased it, and you can't, like, we own this. Like, what are you doing? Like, well, yeah, I didn't take that money. So, sorry, bro. I ain't in on the deal. You know, either you got to pay me the $100 million like Al Capo paid the last president, or you got to do something. Okay, $100 million, that's all you want? Here you go. Leave us alone. But that's what's going on in Mexico. So if I was in charge of Mexico, I'd declare martial law in those places, right, where the murder rates are crazy. And I'd send the military in, and I'd declare war on it. We want our country back. Next headline. I'm not sure what this has to do with the border, but... Oh, I know. Cindy McCain backtracks after police refute story of her saving child from human trafficking. Really? Cindy McCain? All right, where's the story coming from? I'm not gonna. This is from Megan Flynn, The Washington Post. The story Cindy McCain told on Monday on an Arizona radio show was unsettling. Just last week, she said, she witnessed human trafficking at Phoenix Sky Harbor International Hotel, a child victim. She said it was a lesson in the Department of Homeland Security motto, if you see something, say something. I came in from a trip I'd been on, and I spotted it looked odd, McCain, the co-chair of the governor of Arizona's Human Trafficking Council and widow of Senator John McCain. Quote, it was a woman of different ethnicity than the child. This little toddler she had, and something didn't click with me. I tell people, trust your gut. I went over to police and told them what I thought, and they went over and questioned her, and by God, she was trafficking that kid. The show hosts were aghast. No way, one said. And you said a toddler, the other said. Yes, McCain said, a toddler. It was a toddler. She was waiting for the guy who brought the child to get off the plane. But the Phoenix Police Department on Wednesday disputed that any human trafficking had taken place that day in statements to other local Phoenix news outlets, leading McCain to issue an apology. The longtime advocate of human trafficking victims and mother of an adopted Bangladeshi daughter, McCain said she hoped the mistake would not deter others from abiding by the DHS motto. Quote, at Phoenix Sky Harbor, I reported an incident that I thought was trafficking, she wrote on Wednesday on Twitter. I commend the police officers for their diligence. I apologize if anything else I have said on this matter distracts from, if you see something, say something. Police told the radio station Wednesday that investigators arrived to perform a welfare check on the child at the airport on January 30th following McCain's complaint, but found no evidence of criminal conduct or child endangerment. A little bit of craziness in the world. Hold on, I'm not done, right? I'm not done with these headlines. The Army's going to create another more grueling physical fitness exam for soldiers. We love that, all right? Hua, be all you can be. Europe. Broken Europe. Pictures of Angela Merkel. Yeah. Her and her liberal policies, right? And the invisible now, Francois. Is that his name? No, Emmanuel Macron, the leader of the free world, who's nowhere to be found. Yep, that dude. I'm actually enjoying this today, doing the news like this. So yeah, Europe in tatters, right? We need a conservative elected in Germany, right? Who makes Germany the great state of Europe because of its economy, with a robust military. You know, a full-fledged member of the free democratic nations of the world that carries its share of the load. Okay. France, in other news, I like to say that they say that on TV. In other news, France recalls Rome ambassador after the worst verbal onslaught since the war. Not sure which war they're talking about. Paris has taken the extraordinary step of recalling its ambassador from Rome in the worst crisis between the two neighboring countries since the Second World War. France blamed what it called baseless verbal attacks from Italy's political leaders, which France said was, quote, without precedent since World War II. In a statement on Thursday, the French Foreign Office had announced it was immediately recalling its ambassador. Come on. What did they say? Italy's two deputy prime ministers, far-right Salvini and Luigi Di Maio of the populist anti-establishment Five Star Movement, have in recent months criticized the centrist Macron, you like my French right there, on a host of inflammatory issues from immigration to the yellow vest anti-government demonstrations in France. This week, Di Maio met leaders of the yellow vest and said the wind of change has crossed the Alps. France said the comment was unacceptable and a provocation. The long-running spat between Italy and France has been viewed as the biggest bust-up between the countries since 1945. Both sides were initially seen to be using their difference for electoral reasons, Salvini to push his far-right agenda and Macron to style himself as a centrist counterweight against the populism in May's European parliamentary elections. So, yeah, Mr. Macron, no bueno. So that's in the news. LeBron James suffered his worst loss of the career. I think the Lakers lost by 40 points. Let me tell you this. I was on a flight coming back from D.C. on a 737. Okay? And you could not even put your laptop computer down in front of you. And I'm a normal human being. I mean, it's not like I got a gigantic gut on the front of me, right? And busted out of my seat. I'm like a normal human. You put your laptop on the little tray, it doesn't fit. There's not enough room. So, just a memo to everybody. Don't fly the 737 because it sucks. All right. That's going on. A couple more news headlines. Ivanka pushes for women freedom and goes international. Go Ivanka. Anyway, so that's a look at the, that's why you shouldn't look at the news. I want to talk about the Army new combat fitness test, right? Watching from the sidelines, Sergeant Major Harold Sampson shakes his head. As a military intelligence specialist, he spends a lot of time behind a desk. Over his 2 decades in the Army, he could easily pound out sit-ups, push-ups, and a 2-mile run for years that have made up the service's fitness test. But change has come. The Army is developing a new, more grueling and complex fitness exam that adds deadlifts, power throws, and other exercises designed to make soldiers more fit and ready for combat. I'm prepared to be utterly embarrassed, Sampson said in a recent morning, 2 days before he had to take the test. Commanders have complained in recent years that soldiers get out of basic training aren't fit enough. Nearly half of the commanders surveyed last year said new troops coming into their units could not meet the physical demands of combat. Officials also say that about 12% of soldiers at any one time cannot deploy because of injury. Right, the Army getting hard, man. I love that. The new test may be harder, but it is necessary. For example, the current test, 2 minutes of sit-ups, 2 minutes of push-ups, a 2-mile run. Younger soldiers must do more repetitions and run faster to pass to get minimum scores than those who are older or female. Townsend said the new test was designed based on scientific research that matched specific exercises to tasks that soldiers perform in combat. Sprint away from fire, carry a wounded comrade on a stretcher, haul cans of fuel to a truck. The scoring is divided into 3 levels that require soldiers to be more physically fit for physically demanding jobs such as infantry armor, and those MOSs must score higher. Yeah! The Army getting after it. We love that. All right. I saw this in USA Today. These are the worst cities to live in America. Is yours one of them? All right. So, you know, you got to read that. Come on. This is the Wall Street Journal. What? Some of these are a surprise. I'm not going to lie to you. I have to go down. I'll do the top 10. There's 50 cities on this list. All right. That's number 2. There's number 5. There's number 7. All right. You ready? Here you go. Top 10 worst cities to live in the United States. Avenal, California. Population 13,000. Poverty rate 36.3%, which is in the top 10 in the country. 2017 violent crimes per 100,000 people. 548, top 25% of cities in the country. You can get a home there cheap. Avenal, California. Have no idea where it is, but I could see like desert, like foothills in the background. So don't buy a house. They're cheap there. Anniston, Alabama. Population 22,000. Poverty rate 29.5%, top 10 in the country. Violent crimes per 100,000 people. 3,434. top 10% in crime. So they're coupling crime and poverty, it looks like, in this story. Just had a throat blowout. Hold on, hold on. I don't even know how to pronounce this, but it's in Hawaii. Y-N-A? Y-N-A, Hawaii. Population 13,000. Poverty rate 27%. Top 10 in the country. Violent crime, they give it an N-A. Number 7. Bastrop, Louisiana. Population 10,000. Poverty rate 43%. Top 10 in crime, too. Number 6, Bessemer, Alabama. Second Alabama city to make this list. Population, 26,000. Poverty rate, 29.7%. Crime, top 10%. Median home value, $84,000. You can live there cheap. You want to own a home? I've got 10 cities you can go to. Number 5, Highland Park, Michigan. Poverty rate, 49.0%. Well, another Hawaii city, Makaha, Hawaii, poverty rate 30%. California City, California. Florida City, 1. Number 1, Mendota, California. Population 11,000, poverty rate 49%. So there you have it. If you're looking for to own a cheap home, that's where you head. Any one of those top 10, and you are in like Flynn. You know where that saying came from, in like Flynn? When Errol Flynn went to jail. That's right. That's right. He went to jail for some kind of sexual event with a minor. Mm-hmm. And so you were in like Flynn. Yeah, he's in like Flynn. I mean, you were in jail. All right, we're going to check some news headlines real quick. A little humor there with the news this morning. Hope you enjoyed it. Not much news going on in the Marine Corps because the same two stories have been at the top, the top of the list all week. So that means there's no great breaking news. Taliban headline: Taliban, half of U.S. troops to leave Afghanistan by May 1st. What? Okay. Next headline. Trump predicts ISIS will lose last of its land as early as next week. We all know what an adept military prognosticator the president is, so you got to take great comfort in that one. All right, next headline. DoD officials: irregular warfare will no longer suffer a boom bust cycle in eras of great power competition. I'm not so sure. As we get preoccupied with other things, we're not going to look away. And let me tell you what happens. When you look away from the irregular warfare, which is a code name for terrorism, that's when they smoke you. So you can't look away. Again, headline: great nations do not fight endless wars, but they don't declare peace and leave, okay? They don't do that. They win the peace. That's what great nations do. They don't fight unnecessary wars. The wars they do choose to fight, they win them, right? They bring in the UN peacekeepers and they leave. And that's how you win the peace. Here's another one. So if you put all these headlines together, it's like, huh? U.S. says it won't cede leadership of ISIS fight despite Syria withdrawal. What? Well, if you ain't there, who's going to lead it? How are you going to lead it? You going to encourage other people? Hey, good luck, buddy. Think you ought to hit this target today. Yeah, fucking thanks, losers. How's life over at Al-Assad? Oh, my God. Okay, look. This is so incredible that I can't even believe I'm reading it. Yeah. I kid you not. That's how incredible this is. Hold on. This is called outrage. Let's not forget the same Democratic Party allowed a former exalted cyclops of the Ku Klux Klan to serve as a U.S. senator for 51 years until his death in 2010. Right? Yeah. They had a few of them, too. You know, people think that the Democratic Party, you know, is a party of desegregation and no, right? You ever heard of a Dixiecrat? What? Yeah, if you've never heard of a Dixiecrat, then don't start talking about it, because it was not the Democratic Party. They were the party of slavery. Data. Yeah, it's called history. Take a look at it. I think it's truly ridiculous to be firing people over the bad taste activity of 35 years ago, but it's certainly fun to watch them twist themselves into knots over it. I'm pretty sure most of us did stupid shit between the ages of 16 and 30. I know I did. You know, I know I did, but again, I would classify, you know, including somebody in a Ku Klux Klan costume in your 80s, I mean, in the 80s, that's beyond stupid, right? And I mean, look, some things I can save you from, some things I can't. That one is like outside the bounds of what I can save you from. Because even in the 80s, like the Ku Klux Klan was not like, it's not like people that were, you know, mainstream Americans looked at the Klan and said, oh, like, that's funny. It wasn't fucking funny. Yeah. It wasn't funny. Okay, but let me tell you, all of that, I want everybody to pay attention right now. Okay? So, listen to this headline. Stop what you're doing. Listen to this. This is un-be-fucking-leavable, okay? So, picture of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So you got the two Marines in front, right, with the Army guy. Right, it sandwiched in between. So you got Dunford, Miley, I don't know how you say his name, and Neller, right? Looking stellar. All right, so you got that. And then you got behind them, you got the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, and I don't know, some other dude. Who would the other one be? Like, I don't know, some other guy sitting in there too. Okay, but listen to this. A key characteristic of a good leader is one's ability to put pride aside and admit one's own mistakes. That's exactly why Air Force General Joseph Langille, Chief of the National Guard Bureau, did on Wednesday when he shared with social media masses a gaffe he committed while attending President Donald Trump's State of the Union address. Looking at the photos that emerged from Trump's address, General Langille made an observation that may still be contributing to some internal groaning on his part. He wore his ribbon rack upside down. Okay, let me say that again. He wore, as a general to the State of the Union, he wore his ribbon rack upside down. The general took to both Twitter and Facebook to proactively highlight the slip-up. That's not a slip-up. A slip-up is like when you, like, put your socks on inside out. Oh, didn't notice. Your ribbons upside down? Come on. Quote, I missed it, plain and simple. General Langille wrote, quote, I hope this is a lesson for everyone who wears the uniform, and really for anyone. They put erasers on pencils for a reason. When you make a mistake or miss a detail, own it and move on. Come on. Like, really? Like, all right. Like, what do you say? You're a general, a four-star general, and you put your ribbons on upside down, and you don't notice it? I can't even conceive of that. All right, so we got to take a break. When we come back, Tim Lance, Jeff Kenny going to join us here on a Thursday edition of All Marine Radio on your home for it, the one and only All Warrior Radio Network. So whatever you do, not touch that dial. More of this quality program on this great date, Thursday the 7th, coming next.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
Hi, this is Tim McGarry from the McGarry Mortgage Minute. Heard every Wednesday right here on All Marine Radio, where I'll answer all your mortgage questions from home buying to home financing, from VA to conventional loans to moving in. So don't miss it. The McGarry Mortgage Minute, right here on All Marine Radio, on the All Warrior Radio Network. And remember, my name is McGarry, and I'm here to help.
Find all of Tim McGarry's contact information on the Read Board page at allmarineradio.com.
More than 2 million Americans have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the Department of Veterans Affairs reports that approximately 11 to 20% of those warriors may have experienced symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. As we recognize PTSD Awareness Month, Real Warriors Campaign volunteer Meg Mitchum, a former Army combat medic who served in Iraq, encourages fellow warriors to reach out when they need help.
The hardest step was admitting that I needed help coping with PTSD. Once I did, my command and unit fully supported me, and I was able to get the care I needed. Getting support helped me succeed in the military and now in my civilian career.
If you or a loved one is coping with an invisible wound, resources are available and they work. For more information, visit the Real Warriors campaign at realwarriors.net or call 866-966-1020.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.